We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We are willing to talk to you about anything.
Anything.
And I mean anything. If you are a shy person and you want to tweet us instead of talking to us live on the radio, you can send us a message at Marco Radio Show 1. That is our Twitter number.
Yes. Our Twitter handle.
Twitter handle. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so before we were so rudely cut off
by Miss Internet. I don't even know exactly when it happened, so I do need to apologize.
Yeah.
I left the room, came back, and...
You might be thinking that we're going to finish up the sports right now.
Well, exactly. I did that apologize.
A half hour ago.
I'm pretty sure you've heard most of the show.
Yeah. Only I didn't say fudge.
I don't know how much was actually lost.
Anyway, before we were cut off, we were talking about playing our stocking stumper version of Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Is everybody here in the studio ready to play Stump the Chump? Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
See.
Let's do it.
Okay. Do you know...
The Muffin Man.
No. Do you know what Grandma happened to be drinking when she got run over by a reindeer? Hannah.
Eggnog.
Yes.
Oh. I was going to say blood.
Oh, blood. No. That's bad.
Oh, because she was run over?
Yes.
That's bad. Oh, my God.
That makes sense, but that's really gross.
That's really morbid.
Yeah.
Instead of stockings, what... I can't even know. Instead of stockings,
they're all so rattled.
What is it that Swedish children put out for Santa Claus to leave goodies in, Hannah?
Just kidding, I don't know.
Tyler?
Is it shoes?
What kind of shoes?
Wooden shoes?
Yes, it is.
Sweden kids have.
I was going to say pickles.
The wooden shoes.
There's something
too.
About pickles Sweden and
kids.
Christmas.
Pickles? Yeah.
Sweden kids.
Yeah.
Sweden kids have.
Damn Sweden kids
have the wooden shoes.
Just those little
shoes.
Dutch kids.
Uh huh.
Those Holland kids.
Oh my. Mm-hmm. Oh my. What was Clement Moore's The Night Before Christmas originally called? Any guesses, or shall I give you some choices?
Who the hell's on my roof?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I don't know.
Let me give you some choices.
Yes.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Mm-hmm.
White Christmas. Sugar Plum Fairy. Or A Visit from St. Nick. Hannah.
A Visit from St. Nick.
Yes. Hannah has two. Ty has one.
How does she have two? What'd she get?
She got
eggnog and that one.
And that one. She's up 2-1.
All right. Oh, I'm watching you.
Pointless.
Okay.
Pointless.
Yes, you're
Get out. My whole life is pointless.
Welcome to the Marco Radio.
Pointless show.
Pointless show. In what
boob?
In what European country did the Christmas tree originate? Tyler.
Russia.
No.
Germany.
Yes.
Yeah, but...
Nobody was ringing, so he gets it. Ty has two, Hannah has two.
What do they call it? What did they call it in Germany?
And Mark remains pointless.
Huh? No, isn't it Tannenbaum?
Cannonbomb?
No, not cannon. Tannen.
Tannenbaum?
Tannenbaum. Oh, Tannenbaum. Oh, isn't that right?
I don't know.
Sure thing, bro.
Whatever.
Tannenbaums? I don't know.
Whatever. Pointless.
Whatever. Pointless. Shut up.
But this is the Pointless Radio Show.
All right. We are.
Zip it, giggles.
Those were just a few. Christmas teaser questions.
Oh, now they're going to get serious.
Now it's Hanukkah.
Now we're going to move on to this year, 2016 questions.
Harambe.
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 No, I don't. Hold on. That might be later. The winner, the winner of the 2016 Kentucky Derby was named after a Detroit Red Wings hockey player.
This is going real well.
What is the name of the Colts?
Oh, man.
Does anyone remember?
I don't.
Well, let's see. Was it Exaggerator?
Exaggerator.
No, it was not. No. He won the next race. And I don't have a list of the other.
Well, don't you
horses.
Have it in your multiple?
It's not multiple choice.
Oh. Well, skip that one.
So you don't you don't remember.
Well, what was the guy's name?
The winner of the 2016 Kentucky Derby was Nyquist.
Nyquist.
After why can't I say that? Red Wings forward Gustav.
Because you got laid down.
I guess.
You got laid down and, with the barley wine.
Got laid down and thrown off the internet.
Right.
All right, now this one is a multiple choice.
Mm.
Who set a new world record by wolfing down 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes on July 4th of this year?
Johnny Hollowleg.
No. Was it Tekaru Kambaya?
No.
Joey Chestnut?
Yes.
Waiting for the Asian name.
Or Matt Stoney?
Matt Stoney.
Yep, I think it was Matt Stoney.
Anybody else want to guess?
Joey Chestnut.
Tyler Rang.
What was the other one?
Mark gets it. It was Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut, everybody.
It's Christmas Eve because he was on an open fire.
Yes.
I gotcha.
All right.
70 hot dogs. What? Now, everybody should know this one. What Broadway musical nabbed a record-breaking 16 nominations and took home 11 awards at the 2016 Tony Awards?
Hamilton.
Scrooge. Hamlet.
It is Hamilton.
Hamlet.
Hamilton. So now we are tied at 2-2.
Right.
Two.
I have two?
Yes.
Really? What else did I get?
You got Joey Chestnut.
Oh, right.
That just happened.
Just happened. Right.
Now.
You just got two in a row. Not
I'm
even
looking for
attention.
Content over here, damn it.
Way to go, pointless.
2016 was big for 1989. Why or how so? Hannah.
Flying cars.
No.
What? I don't get it.
1989 was the
Some
name
kind of retired?
Was the name of an album that was released this year.
Oh.
And won Album of the Year at the 2016
was
Grammy
it Adele?
Awards.
No.
Like some
No. Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. See? Didn't I say hipster crap?
Mm-hmm.
I said hipster crap. I should get the point.
So, Dad has three. Ty and Hannah each have two.
Yeah.
Two.
Okay.
Two.
Lay it on us, Hootie.
All right. Where are you, three? Okay, hold on.
I need to eat, man.
Oh, let's see. I'm looking for...
Dreaming.
I know. All right, let's see if you guys can catch up, maybe. Or maybe Dad can win with this one.
Oh, yeah.
Who works as a fry cook at the Krusty Krab? Hannah.
SpongeBob.
Yes. Hannah now has three.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do anything with Christmas?
Who knows?
It's, I don't know. This is just
deal with it.
Fair and square. We're having fun. All right, this one's a wordplay.
Okay.
Wordplay. What's the shortest word in the English language that contains the letters A, B, C, D, and E? Hannah.
Abracadabra.
No.
No.
A, B, C, D, and E?
A, B, C, D, and
Those
E.
Those are the only letters.
No, it is not the only letters.
So the shortest word.
Can I buy a vowel?
The shortest word that starts.
A, B, C, D, and E.
That contain the letters A, B, C, D, E.
How many letters?
It has 8 letters.
It's not very short.
Macadamia.
No.
What?
The first letter is F.
Facademia.
And the last letter is K. All of the rest are A, B, C, D, and E. Do, 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 do,
what?
Do.
I don't know.
What?
Give
what,
us another hint.
What do we look for at the end of every show from anywhere?
Beer.
No.
Food.
What do we want? When we get calls at the end of the show or emails?
Feedback.
Feedback.
That's the word.
And with feedback,
I win.
Dad wins.
Hey, everybody.
Lame.
Here's
Sorry,
your big winner.
That one was pretty
Mr. Pointless.
Tricky.
That one sucked.
I'll have to go through the stocking stumpers and kind of organize some things.
Yeah.
They're a bit random at times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so is the show. So I thought it would work.
Yeah, well, this show's really...
not working?
Hit the wall.
You're a wall.
Hey, you guys into scary movies?
Yeah.
Really? Of course.
All right. You know about the Amityville Horror?
Yeah.
That movie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like the house, which is actually in Long Island.
Long Island.
It looks like it just sold.
Whoa. Would you live there?
No.
No.
Could you live in that house?
Not a chance.
No.
I think it's a pretty badass house.
It's a beautiful house on a beautiful property.
I'd buy it and make it a museum.
I wouldn't. I think I could live in there.
I don't know.
I wouldn't do it.
I don't know.
I mean, so then that means you believe in that hocus pocus.
Have you seen some of the pictures?
I don't know. I would like to think that I could...
What if you went in and you just gutted it and redid it? If you had...
It's been...
What if you had Joe and Chip Gaines... Gaines...
Jeez.
See?
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Don't mess with the house.
Don't mess with the house. See? A little creepy, huh?
There you go.
Jeez.
I just don't know if that's...
that's nothing to mess with right
Yeah,
there.
Right.
That's the devil.
I love old houses. Absolutely love old historic houses.
So the house is 5,000 square feet.
But you don't know if there's been something like that.
I think we may have been getting a call.
We were getting a call.
It's from the house.
Call back. Yeah, it was from the house.
I don't know how to call them back.
No, please call her. Yeah. Call us back.
Call us back.
Dad's having a hard time.
He was almost strangled by a piece of paper.
He's having an infarction.
I read the words Amity Horror
and
threatened to upgrade the house.
Attention. Right. Disbelieve any theory of any... You know, demonic possession.
Anyway, these people paid $850,000 for the house. It's a 1927 Dutch colonial.
That sounds...
Amity's Ocean Avenue.
That sounds like a steal for $850,000.
Are you paying attention? Are they calling back? Mm-hmm.
They're not yet. Nope.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Nope. Mm-mm.
I'm going to turn the ringer back on that.
We might have to. Yeah. Why did we turn it off?
Because Dad didn't want it ringing in.
I know.
That's cool.
Know.
They're not calling back because they were calling from hail.
Yeah.
Cold as hail.
Cold as hail.
As they say over at our friend's house over there at the...
Big Storm Brewing. Speaking of Big Storm, who needs a little extra?
Yeah.
Mom, you need a little...
I'll take a splash.
Do a little top off.
Give me your glass.
Do a little top off.
Is that enough?
Okay. Yes, thank you. Excellent. Thank you. Perfect.
Good role play, everybody.
Perfect.
Not only are we radio broadcasters, but we're thespians.
Thespians. With 9.5%
You know,
alcohol.
This is the way they used to do radio back in the day, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Lest you think I was actually being strangled by the Amityville horror ghost.
Do you? Yeah.
I was acting.
You were acting. Where's your Scream soundtrack? I thought, you know, that you would.
Oh, right.
Hey, right. Hey, everybody, would you buy the house on Amityville Horror Street?
No. I would not.
No.
Now's your time to shine,
buddy.
I don't
know.
You missed it.
It's, you know, but like I said, I love old houses.
Yeah,
and you just don't know the history of a house.
Right.
You know the history of that one.
You know the history of that one. And, yeah. You know, I'm sure like Jeffrey Dahmer's house is well known. But, you know, a 100-year-old house, who knows what kind of, you know, murder and mayhem may have happened.
I was looking at this sheet that you gave me, and it was talking about the election that we just had, and it was talking about all of the write-in votes.
Right. In Orange County, in Orange County, Florida.
Right.
I found it funny because we talked about, you know, who did you say you were going to vote for? Who? You guys had some funny write-ins.
I said Mighty Mouse.
Yeah.
I forget who I said.
Anyway. Well,
in Orange County, let's see. What are we doing? What's the noise making we're doing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything.
Are you just hearing stuff now?
I thought you were trying to get my attention.
Maybe the phone's ringing.
Bernie Sanders got 1,589 write-in votes. Evan McMullen.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Evan McMullen. I'm not sure who he is. He got 849 votes.
That's why he didn't win.
Mickey Mouse. 64 votes.
For president.
For president.
What about Harambe?
Harambe the gorilla.
Gorilla.
Got 101 votes.
Gorilla. In Orange County, Florida only. Yep. These are numbers from Orange County, Florida.
Ty, do you know who Theo Epstein is? He's basically the president of the Chicago Cubs who turned that whole franchise around. He got 4 votes.
Well, good for
Theo
Epstein. Now, that's somebody that we probably need.
Well, exactly.
Look what he did for the Cubs.
Look what he did for the Cubs.
Makes turn
the
them
Cubs
around.
Great again.
Yes, and he did.
Batman and Bruce Wayne as a combo. 37 votes.
Would Batman be president and then Bruce Wayne be vice president?
Not in this situation. I think it's going to be the smaller man's going to be get the job, and Bruce is just going to be his sidekick, vice VP.
Okay.
They can't be in the same room together.
Why?
Well, the president and the vice president tend not to be in the same room together.
Well, there you go.
For fear of assassination.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. A giant meteor got a vote.
Oh.
Tom Brady.
He's so cute.
He got some votes.
I don't think he's cute at all.
Just a couple of Joes.
Just a couple of Joes.
Just a couple of Joes. Joe Smith, Joe Biden, Joe Montana, Joe the Plumber. Joe Cool, Joe Dirt, Joe Schmo, Joe Blow.
Oh.
They all got votes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did...
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Now, see.
He got some votes.
A good one.
Bozo the Clown.
Nice.
And Your Mom or Yo Mama.
Nice.
Got some votes.
Now, that's taking your voting
right
responsibility seriously.
Definitely.
Yo Mama.
Right in Seymour Heine.
Yeah.
Ty, if you had to say who your favorite band was of all time.
Ooh.
All time.
All time.
Yeah.
All time.
You should have gave me more time to prepare about that one.
The speed. Well, what are you thinking?
Are genre. I know you like rap.
Oh,
yeah.
My favorite, let me tell you.
Big into the rap.
No, I mean, I might have to go with Black Sabbath.
Okay.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, everything they've ever done is memorable.
Yeah. Steph, who would you say is your favorite?
Oh, I don't know.
I know you like Paul Simon.
I do. I like Paul Simon. I like all of he's just anyway, I like all of his work. But I'm also still a really big Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yeah. I get you.
That was my time.
There are people that live and breathe.
Well, I wouldn't say I live and breathe for Bruce. We actually listened to Matchbox 20 on the way home from Lakeland yesterday.
Hannah Claire, who's your favorite?
Man, I really don't know. That's a really tough one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in your defense, because of your age, it's just been crap music.
Yeah, and I listen to crap a wide variety crap. Of things, mm-hmm. so
yes, hard
to
have That's a, true.
Yeah, she tried to put some hibbity-dibbity stuff on when we were driving back from Lakeland. No.
Break your fingers.
No.
Mine only.
I can tell you that my all-time...
All-time
favorite band, Rolling Stones.
It always has been.
Yep, always has been. Anybody that knows me, that grew up with me, would say they would say his all-time favorite band, Rolling Stones.
Yeah, but you know what else they would have said?
What?
He would never, ever say the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. They would
They'd
say
be
that.
Wrong.
But here's the thing. The Rolling Stones are coming out with a new album. This is going to be their first album in 11 years.
Mm. How old are they now?
In their 70s? Early 70s.
Early 70s.
Still
plenty
young.
Of time.
Right. So they're coming out with this new album, and basically it's going back to their roots. Did you know that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards met each other at a train station in 1961?
At a train station?
At a train station. They sort of bumped into each other. They didn't even know each other. Mick Jagger, under his arm, had a whole mess of albums from Chess Recording Studios. Now, we did a story on Chess Recording Studios because the guy from Chess Recording just recently died.
Right.
They were the big ones in Chicago that got, really the start of rock and roll music. They had the club in Chicago called the Mocambo Club, and he would allow all of the black artists that did all of the early blues rock stuff to perform there.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so Mick Jagger had this whole, pile of Chess records under his arm, and Keith Richards was like, "Hey, man, I like them too."
Right.
So they got together, and a year later, they formed the Rolling Stones. And originally, they thought that they were going to be just a blues band.
Oh.
But because of the way things were changing in the rock and roll scene, they sort of jazzed it up a little bit and became the Rolling Stones.
They rocked it up a little bit.
They are coming out. Yeah, they rocked it up a little bit.
Instead of jazzing it up?
Coming out with this new album called Blue and Lonesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and here's a cut from it right here. I love it. But these are all old blues covers.
Oh, okay? Nice.
There's nothing on here original by the Stones. These are all old covers done by them. And the album does not come out until, I believe, the 2nd of December.
Oh, so it could be a holiday gift.
Yeah, but who buys albums anymore?
I do.
Well, yeah.
All right. Anyway, let me play this for you.
Never mind. I won't get you
one.
Well,
you can. This song is called Just a Fool. And see, I'm just a fool for saying don't buy it. Right away that's Mick Jagger. I mean, he's got such a distinctive voice.
Yes, definitely.
I'm just your fool. I must confess. Still love you, babe. Take your name.
Distinctive face, too.
I'm sorry?
Distinctive face, too.
I'm just your fool. Okay. All right, Anyway,
I like it. That's very cool.
And all of the songs. Now, listen, when you go to iTunes and you want to check it out, because it's not been released yet, they will let you sample three different ones. And I like this one. It was the shortest one, but they've got some on there. Of the other ones that I was able to sample, they were all good.
Okay. And, do you know how many total songs are on the album?
I think there's like 11.
Okay.
Yeah, I think 11 tracks.
Very good. You know, maybe I'll
Blue and Lonesome.
Blue and Lonesome. And maybe I'll just I'll get it for you. I'll load it on your iTunes.
Well, I'd like
you're not going to do it yourself.
And you know what? It's a deal. It's a deal because I looked at the price of the album, like $11.99.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Wow. You know, instead of paying, you know, $1.29 or 99 cents a pop, you know, just
right.
That's worth it.
Well, you might actually get that one.
Yeah. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ty, you should see the iTunes library.
Yeah, we got a bunch of songs.
I've got to figure out how to capture all of those somehow.
Mm-hmm. Ty, did we figure out how we're going to get to your show next Friday?
I don't know how I'm going to get to my show next Friday.
Are you going to Uber there?
No.
Why?
Well, you got
can't
stuff
get
to
all my crap in there.
Oh,
well, look, yeah, you Uber. Can, you can request a
you
truck.
Can request
you can request a van,
like a van.
I'm not Ubering in with some guy that has a van. That's not a bad idea. Where are you going? The rape dungeon.
Yeah. Oh, you're funny. You're funny. Well, I mean, well, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. We'll drive over there or something.
Well, I think we're gonna Uber. We're going to Uber over.
Yeah, I think we'll
good
probably
luck.
Uber over.
Yeah.
Have you ever Ubered?
No, I haven't.
It's something.
Well, I hear good things about it.
Well, you know what else we don't want to do?
Is drive over.
Especially if we've been drinking.
If we have any more lay me down.
Right. And who knows? You know, big storm's going to bring us a new beer next week. You know, they always have new beers coming in and out of the tap rooms.
Right.
And if they stay on this 9.5%, you know, alcohol by volume, by the time the show's over, I don't know, we might need an ambulance to ride us over so we can
pick us
lay
up
down,
out of the studio on gurneys.
Lay down, take a little nap on the way over.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else do I have here?
And that show in Tampa is at the Brass Mug.
December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Starts at 8.
A little taste of that. Okay, that song there is called Martial Law. That singer that you're hearing is our boy Ty Ginn.
Crash.
That's what I meant. Crash.
Whatever.
Stage name. Crash.
So, look, if you end up Ubering in a van over to the venue.
And you wind up down by the river.
It's Crash. Go Crash.
Yep. Hey, one of the things I like to do on the show is I like to have a jerk of the week.
Yes. We didn't have a jerk of the week last week.
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
Yep. Was it you?
I can't remember what the jerk did, but I know what this one did.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Please tell us.
36-year-old Christopher Emerson.
Should have known better. He's old
was arrested as he rode his horse, Trigger, in Miami.
Okay.
Well, it turns out it's not necessarily illegal to ride a horse in Miami, but it is illegal to take a horse that is not physically fit all the way from South Carolina.
Oh, no. He rode his horse from South Carolina to Miami?
He rode his horse, Trigger, all the way from Greenwood, South Carolina. The journey took 4 months.
Oh, my God.
He was having a rough patch with his wife. They got divorced. He wrecked his truck, and he was looking for a new start. So he said, I'm taking Trigger, and I'm going to... He was heading to Key West.
I was
going
to say, was he headed to Key West?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Only made it to Miami. He was arrested for child.
Turns out Trigger is a 4-year-old little boy who belonged to the neighbor.
Animal cruelty. And apparently this was like a really kind of a sad situation because this horse was in such bad shape. Apparently they have like a scale for like the healthiness of horses. And it's like a 0 to 10.
This was a woo.
Actually, they gave it a 3, and they said that that was even generous.
Oh, wow.
They gave it a 3, that, you know, the ribs were all, you know, sticking out, the hip bones, you know, everything.
What, did he forget to feed him?
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He said, well, I couldn't afford to feed him and me at the same time. He said, sometimes people would stop and give us some food.
Yeah, right? How about a little share?
Right.
Anyway. No wonder his wife divorced him.
Yeah.
He ate all the food.
He's a knucklehead. But anyway, they took Trigger to a farm in Miami, and it looks like Trigger will be there indefinitely.
Indefinitely.
And they're going to try to rehab him. And this guy, Emerson, if he wants his horse back, he's going to have to go to court and fight for him.
He probably won't. He just walked the rest of the way to Key West.
I was going to say, send him to the glue factory.
No, what? That's awful.
That is awful.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
So very bad.
Yesterday was Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. It was.
It was.
Right. Although it seems like it was longer than yesterday.
It does. It's been a long day.
It has been a long day. Mm-hmm.
So Hannah
it's
Claire,
been a day.
What are you thankful for?
Oh, what were you thankful for yesterday?
Well,
that
you
can
still
great.
Be thankful for.
You can still be
toilet paper.
Toilet paper. That's a good thing to be thankful for.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, what about you?
I'm thankful for the toilet paper today.
Yeah. But what else? I mean, do you have anything in your life? Now, look, I don't want like the obvious ones, like your family and stuff like that. What's in your life?
Stuff?
What's something in your life that you're thankful for?
I'm actually thankful for the internet.
When it works.
Right.
And I did not realize how thankful I was for the internet until today when we were once again without the internet.
Right.
There are a lot of things that I like to look up.
Well, it's so crazy how dependent we've become on the internet. I truly had planned on having several more stories for this evening, but without
from
being able
internet.
To look them up, you know.
Well,
what are you going to do? Ty, what are you thankful for?
Plumbing.
Goes along with toilet paper.
Yes.
It seems like we like things that have to do with going to the bathroom.
Yeah. You know.
It's really a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Running water is good. Mm-hmm. Is good.
And try living a week without it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm thankful for. I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided yet?
I put this project on you guys. I didn't even come up with one. No, I'm thankful for the the opportunity to do this.
Yes.
Do this show every Friday.
It's a fun show.
After this show, they might say, nope, you're done.
You're done.
This one sucked.
But don't say that, Hannah. That's terrible.
That's terrible. We're wonderful. It's great.
We had
the best show
We had
ever.
A good one last week. I don't know what happened. What else do we have?
What else do we have?
Do you have anything over there? Do we have anything coming?
Powerball?
Yes. What?
Powerball? No one won last week, and I don't know if they pick twice a week. I think they might.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night's Powerball.
Right.
$403 million.
Jeez.
Well, how about we win that one?
I think I could be thankful for that. $403 million.
Let's get on it.
$403 million with the cash, payout, you get, half, right?
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
Mm.
And you have to collect it within, the first 60 days
to
get...
That's still plenty. Plenty of money.
Yes. Now, is it enough money where we could have our own dedicated internet satellite or whatever we needed
to
be connected?
I don't know. I don't even know what the reason why we're having such internet problem today is. I mean, I'd like to think that it's not our system.
No, I think it's traffic.
Yeah, online shopping.
Yeah,
pass this time, Frontier.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see about tomorrow. Tomorrow's Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to get out to the local shops.
Mm-hmm. Hannah Claire, I saw that before the show you gave Mom a list of holiday wishes, of things that you might want for Christmas. What lay it on us? What do you got?
Well, it was a shopping bag I put together from Hollister.
You like that stuff?
Yeah, I like their jeans. Mm-hmm. Jeans usually.
So you just want jeans?
From Hollister so far.
Hollister, yeah.
I mean, because usually...
I'm putting one together right now for Forever 21. So
she's part of the problem.
She's shopping.
She's shopping instead of working.
I'm using my 4G data, not the internet, though.
So. Not our internet, but you're still on the internet.
Well,
with the other 8 billion people.
Steph, what's your big item?
You know, I don't know yet. I haven't really given it much thought this year.
I think one of the cool things you said is for your 50th birthday, which is coming up, is you said, why don't we go to Cuba?
Yes.
I like that.
That would be neat.
That would be a fun really cool. idea.
It's why do you think it's neat? You're not going.
I'm going.
Just me and Mom.
Maybe we could make it a big birthday celebration and maybe go between. Yeah, but go between my birthday and mark your birthday.
Ties is in between that.
Ties is in between Mother's Day, Father's Day, so that, I guess, means Hannah gets to come, too.
Cuba would be fun, I think.
I think it would be fun. Mm-hmm. I want to go. I do want to go and see it.
Right.
Before they mess it up, you know, and I have Canadian friends.
Yeah, something that a lot of people don't consider is that because Americans haven't been able to go over there forever, that doesn't mean that the rest of the world hasn't gone over there. I mean,
right.
Canadians go over all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I have Canadian friends who absolutely love Cuba.
Right.
And have highly recommended some places to stay. And I don't know. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Just because we can.
Well, that'd be fun. And it would be really fun if we could take the whole family.
Yes. So yes, it would.
That'd be
it
cool.
would be fun.
Yep.
Now, today, when we got home
right.
from our adventures to California Taco,
right.
we had a visitor.
What?
Yes.
Here at the house.
Right. Yeah. Yep. One of the kids that frequented the house here. When our kids were kids.
Frequented.
Yeah,
yeah. Ty's best friend from right. first grade on.
Yep. Michael Giaconetta, he came over with his 2-month-old baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Very cute.
So cute.
Yes.
Very cute. What's that kid's name?
Mila.
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 Hmm.
And I don't think she's not 2 months old.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said 2 months. Yeah.
She's so cute.
She's a tiny little pudding.
Oh, and what a sweet, sweet baby.
Sweet baby.
She was very well behaved. I mean,
well behaved.
You better behave, baby.
Right.
No. Watch it.
She wasn't, what do you say?
She wasn't
fussy.
Wasn't chewing on the furniture.
Nothing like that.
All that good baby stuff.
yeah. Tilly was a bit. Curious.
Oh, curious, she
was...
Tilly's never seen a baby before.
No, never seen a baby before, and she kept trying to take her socks off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She'd come up and...
Gently.
And gently, you know, like, give her kisses on her feet.
Right.
It was very sweet, though. But it's been a long time since I've gotten to hold a little baby.
You said you had some sort of reaction.
I did, you know.
Which is very surprising. A woman of your age.
A woman of my age.
What?
The whole
women have like
the whole breastfeeding thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very weird sensation.
Yeah.
But once you breastfeed, I don't know if it's hormones or what.
Right. What? So just holding
but,
that baby. It
just holding that baby. It launched some triggers, and it was like, whoa.
I'm triggered.
Hold on here. Mm-hmm. And
I need my safe space.
Well,
I need an adult.
And Mila is breastfed, and it was funny because she was, you know, she was rooting.
Yeah.
You know, because she was hungry, and I think I don't know, the whole sensation of it was like, whoa, wait,
I was
a
rooting
minute.
For her.
Yeah.
Find those puppies.
Bad. Jesus. Bad. No, it anyway, babies, they smell like cookies.
They do.
What yeah. a sweet baby.
What?
Yeah. Barf. Well, that's because she is.
Barfed on.
Yeah, she spit up on Hannah.
Okay. Well, I mean, who hasn't done that?
Yeah, right.
Take that, Pukey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Ty,
no,
what's the big
thank
thing?
Thank you, Michael,
yeah,
for bringing
you for
her
bringing
over.
Mila over.
That
very
was,
cute.
That was fun.
Yeah. He'll have to bring her over again because I didn't get to spend hardly any time with her at all.
Yeah.
Which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, probably.
Look what I've done to you two.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Anyway, Ty, what is the big thing that you're looking for Christmas?
Game of Thrones season 6.
Oh, ooh, of
it's
course.
On DVD.
Is it out?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Is there?
Biding my time.
Why didn't you ask for that for Thanksgiving? Yeah. For Pete's sake, yeah. Ty, what are you trying to do to us?
Now, would you mind if we get it for you, watch it, and then give it to you?
I might.
I might.
Well, how about this? We'll get it for you, but we won't get it for you until you bring over all of the other seasons.
Right, because I need to watch it all again.
Yeah,
me too.
We'll get busy.
All right. Get on season yeah. one and
you do that every time?
Get it over
you
here.
Watch all right. of them yeah. every time.
Yeah.
Well, Game of Thrones, it's.
I can't wait for it to come back.
Well, it's
I
like
know.
50 hours long now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 50 hours long.
Yeah.
Well, this,
that's okay.
This last season is going to be it, and there's only going to be 7 episodes, so.
Mm. Yeah, season
you're
gonna 7.
You're going to have to savor it.
Mm. Season 7.
You're going to have to watch it in slow motion.
Yeah. Somehow I don't think that'll work, but we could try. Mm-hmm. We could definitely try.
Doesn't anybody want to know what my big thing for Christmas is?
What?
You want a lightning jersey, the blue one with the white strings.
That's it. That's all I want for Christmas.
Oh, that's funny. That's all he wants for Christmas today. Right. He's worse than the kids.
Keep it up. You might be wanting your two front teeth.
Yeah.
Did you see the paper we got yesterday that had all of the flyers from all the stores? Hannah Claire, you were looking for the flyers like 2 weekends ago. Save me all the flyers.
Save me all the
Did
flyers.
Did you see what came in yesterday's
no,
paper?
I
the
didn't.
Paper weighed like 15 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No good content for the show, but, you know, flyers.
Sales
every,
galore.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Absolutely.
Well, it is time to start shopping.
Yeah.
And
are you going to go to the stores or are you going to do it online?
I would rather do it online.
Yeah.
But
that's the way to go, I think.
We'll
Unfortunately.
See.
Unfortunately.
I'm going to go online, but I am going to shop local. I want to go downtown St. Pete.
Right.
Look for some more unique
mm-hmm.
gifts.
That's a good idea.
I mean, really, we all have pretty much everything we want and need.
It's, when you say downtown St. Pete, does that mean you're going to go to the Lightning Jersey store?
Didn't you say that was at International Plaza?
Yeah.
That's not downtown St. Pete.
No, you're right.
That's not there.
No, it's not.
But yeah, I want to try to focus a little more on some unique gifts this year.
Okay, how about this? You get me a Lightning jersey, and I'll get you a one-way ticket to Cuba.
Oh!
Wow!
Okay.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, right?
I'm uncomfortable.
You can take Ty with you.
Wow. Okay.
Jeez.
I know. That's kind of mean.
I can buy one-way plane tickets as well, mister.
Where would you send me?
I don't know yet. But it wouldn't be somewhere as nice as Cuba.
Hey, did you notice the song that I played at the beginning of the show, that Let's Work Together?
Yes.
That's by a group called Canned Heat.
Yes.
And I played that because of all of the things that are happening, it seems like since the election, we've had the protests. We've got this situation out at Standing Rock.
Right.
Where they're protesting that oil pipeline. That whole situation out there, to me, is that's disheartening. Really.
It is. It's very sad.
That is very sad. I mean, I feel for those people, those protesters. I really do. And I saw this Yahoo today who was like in all his riot gear, and he's yelling at down from the hill at all of the protesters saying, "Oh, yeah, well, why do you have on all the flak jackets and stuff like that if this is a peaceful protest?" And it's like, because you keep shooting at us. That's why.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then they were spraying those people with the hoses, and it was like 20 degrees or something like that.
Right.
Come on, man. That's not how you treat people.
No. And really, something.
You're on their land.
Something.
Treating them like that.
Something needs to be done.
Yeah.
There needs to be some sort of negotiation or communication other than, you know, the resort to violence situation.
I feel like this isn't going to end well.
No, it probably won't. And that's so sad.
I did hear one story where a father of one of the protesters says that his daughter is probably going to lose her arm.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yep, she was having surgeries to have her arm saved. They're claiming that the anti-protesters threw like concussion grenades into the crowd, and the those people are saying, "No, we didn't do that."
Right.
Did you see the pictures?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no.
Something happened. Well,
it wasn't good.
And Ty, you had a video that you were watching right before the show.
Yeah.
About.
I don't know if we can talk about that.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, anyway, why? some other things that
Black
are
ops?
That are going on.
Top secret.
That just I as a country, I thought we were well beyond that type of behavior.
I think a lot of the protests have sort of slowed down. I'm not hearing as much about those
because they don't want you to.
Are you? Think they're still out there?
Oh yeah,
still doing it.
Yeah, I haven't seen much about it. I haven't seen much about it at all lately. Lately,
I don't know. Look, our country has some definite problems,
right?
And
we're working on them. And hopefully,
I think if we all would start to work together instead of against each other, then
maybe
we'd get some of these things handled.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what I'd like to see happen.
You know, it's amazing how much can be done if people work together.
Right. Yep.
Progress can definitely be made.
Mm-hmm. What else? I do have some things to think about.
You do?
I do.
What are we going to think about?
Three things.
Three things.
Three things that
just
I have.
Just three.
And they all came from where?
The Week magazine.
Which is what?
Not
your
strong.
Favorite magazine.
My favorite magazine. Okay. I have three things to think about, and these are quotes that came out of The Week magazine. The first one says, "Reality is one of the possibilities I cannot afford to ignore."
Yes.
That came from Leonard Cohen,
who
just passed away.
Very
Leonard
nice.
Leonard Cohen, the Canadian crooner.
Right.
Yep. He just passed away. That's what he said. Mm. This other one says, "Always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them more."
Right. I like that one.
It came from Oscar Wilde.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this last one says, "As long as human beings aspire, they will be capable of corrupting the object of their aspiration."
Okay.
All righty. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and that came from philosopher Charles Taylor.
Yes.
Charles Taylor, everybody.
Well, you mentioned passing away.
Made great shoes.
Which made me think of something.
Yeah.
Florence Henderson.
Oh, that's right.
Florence Henderson, the mom.
Carol Brady died.
Yeah, Carol.
What?
Yes.
I know it. America's mom died.
America's mom died. Mm-hmm. Passed away last
Jesus.
Night.
82 years old.
82.
I had no idea she was that old.
Yeah.
I didn't either. That's
pretty old. You know, your heart's going to give out when you raise six kids. You live with a closeted homosexual architect. You got a live-in maid named Alice who may or may not be lesbian, dating a butcher named Sam. Those
twin.
Things are going to happen.
Oh, right. I forgot Alice had a twin.
What?
Yes.
I didn't see that episode.
Yes.
There's a few of them.
A few of them.
You're kidding. I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes. But no, Florence Henderson, what a neat
she was cool.
Lady.
Yeah, I like
very
her.
Neat lady.
Yeah.
On the show and in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And in real life. She will definitely be missed.
Yep. America's mom.
America's mom.
Yep.
Sad day. Yeah. Sad day.
What else do we have? Anything?
Hannah Claire? I don't think so.
All right. Well, you know what? We can go ahead and wrap it up. Yeah, we've been trying to stretch this sucker out.
Yeah.
We've just about wrung all the water out of this towel.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. As soon as we go off air,
there'll be a dozen things that
we'll talk about that it was like, well, really?
Well, it's,
we're
going
to do it now?
I thought that we would have all of this information to pass for this show just because we had like today off.
Right.
And yesterday. You know, that kind of thing. But no.
I didn't have today off, and I am pissed.
Well, I am sorry.
I am sorry. Well, I do want to say thank you to Granny Pants and Grandpa Bill for hosting a wonderful Thanksgiving day.
Yes. Yep.
Great food, great company, great atmosphere.
Yep.
It was
a good day.
It was a beautiful day.
Very good
thank
day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. What else? Anything? Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end?
Nope.
No.
Of course
no.
not. Stephanie, anything?
Shop small.
Shop small. That's right. Ty?
No.
Get small.
Get small. Deceptive Intruder next Friday.
That's it. Yeah. Let's see. I don't have anything I want to add other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I Miss You, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We truly do enjoy speaking to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. And we look forward to doing it again next week.
Yes.
I promise we'll have more content.
Okay. You say so.
We just ran into a buzzsaw this week. Anyway.
You're a buzzsaw.
Anyway, good night, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Four. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm gonna tell you a little bit about this so that you understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. Looks something like a turnip green. Nearby called the poke salad. Poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there and she'd go out in the evenings and pick her a mess of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. Cause that's about all they had to eat. They did all right. Now down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, there lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day for supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her mess of poke salad. Carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie. The kid's got your granny. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor tote moment. Lord, I must pick my mess up. Her dad.
said he was lazy and no count. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for was stealing watermelons out of my truck. Patch poke salad in it. The gator's got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, cause her mama was working on a chain gang. Sock a little poke salad to me. You know I need me a mess of it. Good God.
That's it.